Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled The Christian First Aid Kit was recorded at our 2010 Fort Worth Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
Jesus told his disciples in the midst of this crisis situation that was worse than any of our crisis situation, don't let your heart be troubled. And if you were to diagram this sentence the way that we learned to do in school, where you have to have a subject and then a verb and an object and all this, you would be the understood subject of this sentence. In other words, you don't let your heart be troubled. And yet the average person today would say, but I can't help it. This person did this. You don't understand. The doctor said this. You don't understand. I lost my home. I lost my job. And we have things that we use as excuses to say that I can't help it. I'm only human. You aren't only human. One third of you is wall-to-wall Holy Ghost. One third of you has the power of God on the inside, and you do not have to respond like a mere human being. Am I denying the fact that I'm human and that I've got emotions? No, but I am denying that that's all that there is to me. There's a part of me that is able to handle anything, that I can overcome in every single situation. Jesus would be unjust to tell them, facing the, you know, here they were. They were going to see Jesus crucified. And he's saying, don't be troubled. Most people would think, well, that's wrong. You should be troubled. Most people think something would be wrong with you if your heart just wasn't totally broken. Jesus said, don't be troubled. It's quiet in this Presbyterian church. Most people think that it is right when something tragic happens to just be devastated. And they embrace this devastation and they run its course until they're just about to be destroyed. And finally they realize, I've got to get help. And then they turn to the Lord and ask God to help them. But Jesus said, don't let your heart be troubled. I personally believe your immediate reaction when a crisis happens really dictates whether or not you're going to overcome. Most people let their emotions and their hurt and their pain just run its course and wait until it is this huge stronghold in their life. And then they start turning to God and ask God to overcome it. It is much easier not to let that storm on the inside of you than it is to get it out of you once it's already come. Your immediate reaction to crisis is going to set the tone for what happens. Man, I'm thinking of Debbie Moore over here. Alan had that massive stroke, and immediately, I think it was the Christian Survival Kit that they had been studying. And this is one of the things that the Lord brought back to her mind is, don't let your heart be troubled. And Debbie stood stronger than horseradish and believed God for Alan. And I mean, he should have been dead, and he's not dead. And Debbie just stood and stood. And I believe that the fact that she would not let the fear and the hurt and the pain and the unbelief and the tragedy and the grief come in is one of the reasons that Alan is with us today and alive and well. Praise God. Your first reaction is critical. You know, I've had horses most of my life, and they never were real nice horses. They were green broke horses is what they call it. In other words, you could ride them, but you needed to know what you were doing. Amen. It was like a rodeo every time you got on. And I had some people want to come out and ride my horses. And a little 7-year-old boy came out. And I took the word. James chapter 3 about, you know, you put a bit in a horse's mouth and turn him about, whichever. And I told him, I said, a horse can't do anything without his head. If you have a horse on the ground, you could take a Clydesdale horse that weighs 2,000 pounds, put your foot on his head, and a horse can't get up if he doesn't throw his head first. And so all you got to do is hold his head down, and you can hold a 2,000-pound horse on the ground. A horse can't get down on the ground. It could trip and fall, but I mean as far as to get down and roll, it can't get down without first of all putting its head down. So if you have a horse that wants to roll, you just got to pay attention. And if it starts to put its head down, you jerk that head up, and I guarantee you, it will not get down and roll on you. If you have a horse that tends to rear up on you, you put a tie down on it, and that horse, if it can't throw its head back, it can't rear up. A horse cannot go that direction with its head turned this direction. So if a horse starts to run away from you, you grab one, that's not the best way, but I mean last resort, you grab one rein and pull his head to the side, and that horse will go in a circle and stop. So I taught this little 7-year-old boy that, and he rode my wild horses for 2 hours, and it was okay. And as he was leaving, a guy came out, 23 years old, and he had just gotten married, and he was trying to impress his wife. And I started to give him some of the same instruction. Oh, I can handle it. I know what to do. So I said, okay. I mean, in less than 3 minutes, the guy was on the ground and on his way to the hospital. And you know why? Because he let the horse get a full head of steam, and then he was just going to stop it. And I tell you what, once you let a horse run away with you, it'd be better to jump off. You very seldom are going to let a horse with a full head of steam bring it back under control. And the reason I bring that up is to say it's like your emotions. If you let your emotions get out of control, and then you're going to rein them in, and now you're going to start believing God, you're just whistling Dixie. It's not going to work. This is the reason. The very first thing out of all the things that Jesus could have said, the very first thing, don't let your heart be troubled.
It's a good word.
And most people think that is unreasonable. I can't do that. Jesus would have been unjust to tell you to do something that you can't do. The very fact that he told you to do it means that you have the capacity, the power to do it, or God wouldn't have ever told you not to do it. You can control your emotions. Contrary to popular opinion, even popular opinion in the body of Christ, you are not the evolved, weak, just natural human person that we are claimed to be. We were created in the image of God, and the person on the inside of you, especially believers, as we are created in His image, greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. And you can control your emotions, and you can control your feelings. You can control whether or not you have depression, whether you are encouraged or discouraged. 1 Samuel chapter 30, David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. When all of his guys wanted to kill him and stone him, David encouraged himself and he called for the ephod, which is the Old Testament equivalent of the Bible. He called for the word and he inquired of God and he built himself up and he encouraged himself. If he hadn't have encouraged himself, he'd have either committed suicide because the situation was so bad or his guys would have killed him. But within 48 hours, all of his vision came to pass and he became king because he encouraged himself and didn't give in to the depression and the discouragement. Brothers and sisters, you can do it. The very fact that Jesus told you to do it and gave you a command, this is not a suggestion. He says, let not your heart be troubled. He didn't say, try and keep your heart from being troubled. Work on it the best you can. You won't be able to win at it, but do it as much as you can. No, it's a command. Let not your heart be troubled. And in the very end of this deal, John 16:33, the last thing he said unto him, in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Some people think, well, we are supposed to be of good cheer and we're supposed to not let our heart be troubled as long as nothing bad happens. But if something bad happens, you can't do anything about it. Jesus said, in the world you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. He acknowledged that there's problems, but that doesn't affect how we are. You can rejoice in God regardless of what's going on.
Amen. That's good.
Thank you for both of those amens. And that one, that's good. You know, we're in church and some of you are putting on your most holy, righteous reaction. But the truth is, in reality, most of us feel absolutely justified in griping and complaining and talking about how bad our situation is. And I'm saying it in love, but I'm telling you the truth because the truth will set you free. But that's the very reason that you're staying in the bondage, is because you feel justified. You feel that this is the way it's supposed to be. Most of us, it's like you build a little fence around you and say, anything within this perimeter that comes against me, I'm going to overcome it. But if it's outside of this, if it's death, you gotta grieve, you gotta be destroyed, heartbroken, hurt. If it's a divorce, if it's you know, whatever. If it's financial collapse, if you lose your job, you got every right to be depressed and discouraged. Jesus didn't put any qualifications on this. Again, he was talking to his disciples in a situation that was worse than the situation you're in, and he says, don't let your heart be troubled. You know, I've told this story many times, but it's one of my favorite. If you hadn't heard it, you need to hear it, and I like it, so I'll tell it again. But I go to Charlotte, North Carolina every year. I've done it for 20-something years, and I went, and one of my partners calls his staff in. They got about 30 employees, and he says, the clock is running. I'm paying you. You sit and listen to this man as long as he wants to talk. And I just preach the gospel to them. It's not a Christian business, and there's a lot of unbelievers there. And one year, I did that and went back, and there was about, I don't know, 10 or 15 of his employees that got born again, baptized in the Holy Spirit. Great things happened. And one woman came, and she was crying, and she says, I'm not a Christian like you and Chip, the owner of this business, but I know that prayer works. And she says, I want you to pray for me. And she told me she was an alcoholic. Her husband was an alcoholic. They were dirt poor. They were struggling. And this was either, I think it was her fourth marriage, and her husband had just told her he was going to divorce her. And she was so distraught over this. She says, I can't go through another divorce. And she was just crying. And she says, I tried to kill myself yesterday. And she had slit her wrist and had gone into the hospital. This was her first day back at work. And she says, that's the reason I tried to commit suicide. And she was just crying. And she says, would you please pray for my marriage? I can't go through another marriage. I can't lose another marriage. And so anyway, I just stopped this woman. I said, now let me make sure I heard this right. I said, you aren't a Christian. And you know you aren't a Christian. And she said, that's right. And I said, if you were to die right now, you would go to hell and not to heaven. And she said, yes. And I said, and you want me to pray for your marriage and not pray for your salvation? And she looked at me and she said, yes. And I said, lady, don't you realize that after you've burned in hell for 1,000 years, you won't give a rip whether that marriage worked or not. I said, who cares about your marriage? You need to get saved.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled The Christian First Aid Kit. This 6-part series was recorded at our 2010 Fort Worth Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1070C for CD or R3213D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RSK17C when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.